Time to catch up with the only man in New Zealand who wears a kilt, Daniel McCarty from Radio Sport. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Brilliant. I lost my kilt many years ago.
Scotland's answer to... New Zealand's answer to Bruce.
That's it.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm really good. Yourself?
I'm absolutely fantastic, thank you, Daniel. They're doing really well over here. Interesting situation over there, though, with the retirement of Brendan McCullum. What a great cricketer he's been, and has, of course, been the captain for the last couple of years, but decides that at the end of February, after two tests against Australia, that will be it.
It's a nice way to go out against the old enemy, against the preeminent test side, going around on your home soil. Of course, resides in Christchurch these days. We'll play one test there, and at the venue, which I can actually see, the Basin Reserve, the venue for which he scored his top test match, a score of 302. And that was a mighty day. And he's provided so many great moments, I guess. A remarkably polarising figure, Tony, over on these sides. How do you guys look at Brendan McCullum, the cricketer?
Yeah, polarising, yes. I think he's had a few shots at Aussie cricketers over his time, verbally as well as physically, with hitting the ball over the fence and the like. So, yeah, look, I think he's one of those guys that you love to hate, but I think everyone over here respects him for what he is, and that is a very good hitter of the ball. He was the New Zealand version of Adam Gilchrist early in his career, wasn't he?
Yeah, ironically, on this program, we've got Adam Gilchrist joining us in about an hour to give us a bit of context on that. I do wonder if Gilly still welcomes him to the keeping club, considering he handed away the wicketkeeper for the latter half of his career.
Yeah, no, very interesting. But, I mean, a good test career. He's going to become the only test player to ever play 100 consecutive tests from debut to the end. That's a pretty good effort.
That's a huge effort when you consider wicket kept in so many of those test matches. And the way he hurls himself around the outfield, I'm sure you guys have much admired that. He's sort of, you know, follow me, that example as a skipper, throwing himself into hoardings. And I know New Zealand cricket fans have held their breath for many years on those occasions. So it's a big hole to fill, very big hole to fill, especially the leadership. The test side's been competitive here in New Zealand. I think 13 games unbeaten, and I like to think we're going to provide Australia a stern test early in the new year. And, well, you look at the... he got the New Zealand one-day team back on track after a poor showing, and then highlighted with that great run at the Cricket World Cup. And when he gets going, you know, along the likes of Gilchrist, Sehwag at the top of the order, there's very few you can what you describe as must-see TV, and those guys certainly have provided that.
One of my favourite cricketers is Brendan McCullum, there's no doubt about it, except I've been a little bit concerned about him the last couple of years since he did take over the captaincy. I don't know what you guys think about it, I felt it affected his game. I just felt it made him a lot more defensive than what he used to be. Yeah, that free-flowing Brendan McCullum we didn't see as much once he became captain of the team.
Oh, I can just sense our Radio Sport telephone lines are going to line up, Tony, after that.
Don't agree?
Well, I think the general narrative I hear from people is he's too cavalier in his approach.
Okay.
And perhaps he should have tempered that, and people want him to recreate the innings against India, but I'm just not too sure if that's in his makeup. And that's the one traits I've sort of admired the most, is those guys willing to take risks. But at times I perhaps could have tempered it a little bit more, and we might have seen some, you know, more than maybe 11 test match hundreds and 100 test matches, because I think you want that conversion rate to be a little bit higher if you're going to consider yourself, you know, a world-class middle-order player.
Agreed, and I think a lot of people felt that with Dave Warner very early on in his career. I certainly did too, the fact that he was very cavalier and people, he'd never be a test batsman, never be a test batsman. Well,
Jimmy, how wrong has he proven us all?
Exactly. Amazing.
Quite incredible.
Hey, I tell you what, McCullum will be handing over the captaincy to Kane Williamson, who has now become the number one batsman in the world, and well-deserved too. What a fantastic knock, scoring 108 not out in that final day of the test against Pakistan. I love the story about his dad nearly running off the road when he heard on the radio news that his son had just taken the number one mantle.
It was only a matter of time from our perspective. A very humble family, the Williamson, so I'm sure his father sort of had to gulp and focus on the road ahead. But, you know, 25 years young, he's going to take over the captaincy for sure. And normally you do worry, Tony, that will this be too much? I don't have any issue on that. I just think he's got a 50-year-old head on those young shoulders of his. And his career, already averaging around 50, but it's the last couple of years. The numbers he is he's putting out are quite sort of mind-boggling, and we're really going to struggle to accurately provide adjectives he needs in the next 10 years, because he's got a long career ahead of him still, and will captain the side for a number of years going forward. But and what I love is his old-fashioned, if I can use that term, Tony, marries into one-day cricket and T20 as well. So it shows you just don't have to be the swashbuckling big hitter. If you understand how to manoeuvre the ball, you can play in any format of the game.
Exactly right. And I would assume that normally...
Well, the West Indies could do with them.
Sorry? The West Indies? Oh, yeah, well, I was going to ask you the question. I would assume normally that a Boxing Day test over here in Australia, most people would have a little eye on it just to see what's happening, a little bit of interest there. I'm just wondering how much interest is in Australia playing the West Indies in their current form at the moment.
If it was Australia v the West Indies in 1992...
Yes, they'd be flying over to see
that Boxing Day test. I was transfixed. These were the marquee matches in international cricket, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were.
Australia,
exactly.
The West Indies. And I must admit, I'm so disheartened as to the plight of the West Indian game. We're expecting that at least you'll get to the 27th as for cricket on the park.
The good news is that it's going to rain on Boxing Day, so... That'll extend it just a fraction more. So the 26th will be half washed out, which means we'll definitely go into the 27th.
We're just scarred that once again you haven't invited us to Boxing Day. You're worried we're going to steal your prezzies and all the sausages off the barbie or something.
Now, Daniel, I'll ask you the question I asked it of Kent last week. Would you guys come over here, but there'd have to be a reciprocating test back over there for Boxing Day, wouldn't there, at some point?
We would be there in a heartbeat, I have a sneaking suspicion. It's whether or not you guys want us.
I'm sure we'd want you. I'm sure we would. I think what the problem is, and it's the same problem we have with South Africa, is that South Africa will not play a Boxing Day test over here at the MCG until we agree to play a Boxing Day test over there. So what it seems like then, if we do that, then we're going to have to do the same for New Zealand, and all of a sudden you're missing two Boxing Day test matches at the MCG over what might be a 6-7 year period. And when it comes to supporting Australian cricket over the summer with a crowd of over 120,000, 150,000 over a Boxing Day test, that takes a fair whack of the money that comes through the gate. So I think that's where Cricket Australia are actually falling short of saying, yes, we'll do it.
Well, I can see where South Africa is coming from. They've worked many for a number of years now to create to basically mirror what you guys have done for years. So they'll feel that they've got a few more cards with regards to a game of poker. I think more and more amenable to being flexible. Look at the test series. It was early in the new year. That was originally a three-match series that we get more one-day games against you in the future. So I think from a New Zealand cricketing perspective, the fans especially, being invited to a Boxing Day test would be the be-all and end-all.
I'll have a chat to my mate James Sutherland, very close, James and I, and see what we can do.
Should world cricket be doing more for the West Indies?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. Yes, of course, we should try and get the West Indies back to where they were. It's all a matter of whether the population wants it. And I think from what we've found out over the last few weeks is that there seems to be other distractions over there now in regards to basketball and soccer, and the money that they can make playing those sports compared to what they can make from cricket. It's a no-brainer for the kids, even athletics. I mean, they're getting, you look at someone like Usain Bolt, probably earning, $5 million, $6, $7 million a year just out of sponsorship alone. It's a no-brainer. You can't do that in cricket.
You can't tell me, though, if you're a top-level cricketer, you're not making good money.
Not in the West Indies, you're not.
Well, Chris,
if you play T20, yes. But that doesn't help out their test team.
No.
And
I guess it's, the biggest concern for ICC is have they done enough in the last generation to grow the game outside of the hardened followers?
Do not get me started on that, Daniel. There's another program in itself, my friend.
I've only got 4.5 hours to fill.
Well, I've got to go because I've got a lot of other people wanting to talk to me.
He's a popular man, Tony.
I am. Thank you, Dan, as I'm sure you are too, mate.
Compliments of the season.
And to you too and your listeners.
And go well. We look forward to catching up down the line.
Fantastic, buddy. Thanks, mate. Daniel McCarty joining us over there. Radio Sport, New Zealand.